Welcome back into another newcomer episode presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska as we get to get know the new Huskers here on campus. I'm Jessica Cootey and excited to be joined by another one of those newcomers for Nebraska women's basketball, a transfer portal edition, Eliza Mopany, forward at transferring from Kansas State. Thank you so much for being here with us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Well, I want to get to know you. You have a fascinating story, a lot of cool kind of layers to your story, but let's just start with when you decided to enter the transfer portal, what that was like. Because you went through it recruiting as a high school senior and throughout your high school career. What was it like the second time around?
Yeah, very, very different, two different experiences. First time that I got recruited, I didn't play AAU, so I didn't get a whole lot of exposure, so it was just a couple coaches calling me here and there. But the second time around, it was way more elevated, a lot more coaches calling me. So in that aspect, I would say it was a lot more hectic. But, I mean, I enjoyed it. So.
Okay, so when you were looking for your last place to finish out your college career, what were you looking for?
I wanted to have fun. I just wanted to go out with a bang. So the priorities that I was looking for mainly was, one, to have fun. To play the position that I wanted to be in an environment where I would thrive. And those were my top three things that I was really looking forward for in every school that I was talking to.
So you come to Nebraska. What did you fall in love with when you came here on your visit?
The people were just amazing. Every single person that I came across was, you know, just welcoming, talking to me, saying hi, you know, just great energy that I loved. And I wanted to be a part of that. And I thought Lincoln was definitely the spot that I needed to be at.
So when you start having those conversations about how you fit into what they do on the court and the game plan wise, what was that conversation like? How did they expect for you to fit into what they want to do with this team?
Yeah. So I came from a spot where I didn't really get to play a lot of the position that I wanted to. So that's what I was looking for. And Nebraska had that where I wanted to be at. They play a lot of, their fours and fives are exchangeable, and that's where I wanted to be. I like to run the floor, and Coach Williams loved that aspect about me, and it fit really well in their offense. And then my good traits that I like about myself is that I'm athletic, so I can get myself on the defensive side as well and kind of get steals and hedge screens, or if you will. But, yeah.
That's exciting, and that is, they like to push the floor.
Yes.
You've been on the court a little bit already to start the season. Do you get a feel for just these guards and how much fun it is to play with them when they want to push it up to
you? Yeah, it is so fun. I love fast-paced basketball, so this is definitely where I want to be. It's awesome playing with these guards.
What has been the emphasis here as you guys, there's several people that are returning and then several newcomers, as you guys are trying to mesh here in the early goings? What does that look like, and how is that progressing here in the early goings?
Yeah, I think we're doing pretty well, honestly, with having a lot of new faces in the gym. But obviously, it takes some work. It takes a lot of learning, some learning curves that we all have to overcome. But within the first week of being in the gym, I think it's gone pretty well. So,
you told me you had never been to Lincoln before your official visit. So you moved here a couple weeks before you got going. So you've been here, what, almost a month now?
Yeah, it's been a month about.
How do you like it? How are you settling in?
Yeah, I mean, it's been great. I'm settling in pretty well. It has rained a lot since I've been here, which I was not expecting. But I love Lincoln. I love downtown. I love the people. So it's great.
Whether you just arrived in Nebraska or you've called it home for years, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is here for you. We've been a part of this community for 85 years, helping Cornhuskers, new and native, stay healthy and thrive on and off the field.
So you actually had some familiarity with one of the names on this roster, Natalie Potts. Y'all battled each other in high school?
Yes, that was great. A great, fun experience. They were always our little rivals that we wanted to get back at, but that was really fun. Great experience.
How nice is it to have somebody that you knew a little bit, were familiar with coming into this?
It makes things a lot more comfortable, if you will. Just having a face that I knew beforehand makes things a little bit easier, kind of just getting to know everyone. So,
how excited are you to join forces with Natalie then?
I know that I am so excited for this. Everyone in St. Louis is probably already thinking the same thing, but it's going to be a great year for sure.
Okay, so you have quite the family, big family.
Big family.
12 siblings in total.
Yes.
How was that? What was that like growing up?
It was really, really, really fun. We had, I mean, you never get bored. There's always someone you can hang out with, play a game with. I mean, you got 11 best friends. So it was amazing growing up. Obviously, we had our times, had our moments, but it was really fun. I enjoyed the experience.
And it was with your siblings that you started playing basketball, right?
Yes.
You were battling it out with your siblings?
Yes. So I started playing basketball probably around middle school, but it was like before that when I started playing in the backyard with my siblings. We were always playing tips or some type of game, competitive game, which I think brought my competitive nature out a little bit more, playing with my siblings.
And six of them are adopted, right?
Yes, six are adopted, six biological.
Can you tell us about that and why that was something that your family wanted to do?
Yeah, my parents are very religious, and they believe that just they were called to adopt children. So they adopted their first child when she was 10 weeks old, and then kind of just progressed from there. Me and my brother were adopted next. I was six, he was four. And then they adopted three more. So
what has that meant to you as you grow up, that you know they gave you kind of that opportunity and that you were able to thrive after that?
Yeah, I am honestly so grateful. I don't know where I would be, obviously, if I didn't get the opportunity that I did. But I'm very grateful and thankful that I'm where I'm at.
So you were not just a basketball player. You were a two-time track high jumper.
Yes,
You were quite the athlete. Can you dunk a basketball?
I'm pretty close. I would say so myself. But definitely in a game with adrenaline, I think I definitely can throw it down.
And it was your first season ever competing track and field. You went out there and won a state title, right?
Yeah, I just kind of did my thing. I was not expecting that, but I did end up with a gold medal, so.
Was there a time where you realized, because I know that's something that when you describe yourself and when other people describe you, just athleticism, you're an extreme athlete. Was there a time where you realized, hey, I'm gifted in this area?
I think I'm still learning that about myself to this point today. But I think just seeing myself excel in different areas, it just kind of brought that upon myself. And I kind of just took that and ran with it, playing volleyball as well.
Wow. You know, I when reading up on everything that you've kind of been through and gone through, and then with Amy Williams, and I know you feel like you are a good fit and you've played a lot of college basketball already.
Yeah.
But when you go into this year, what are some of the things that you're really focusing on that you want to improve on your game going into this season?
Yeah. Specifically, I want to get better at my ball handling, shooting, kind of just seeing the floor, and overall, I just want to get better. I just want to get better for myself, for my team, my coaches. So,
you were a part of teams that had some success in the postseason,
yes.
And that was another thing that was talked about, that you have this winning mindset.
Yeah.
What were some of those things, the valuable lessons that you learned being a part of a team that made a deep run, mm-hmm. that you want to bring here to Nebraska?
Yeah. I think our team went through a lot of adversity, so that was something that we had to overcome. And through that adversity, you learn to kind of win in different areas that other teams might not be able to do. And so that's kind of the mindset that I have. Like, it might take different things to get you where you want to be.
So now that you've been through this and you know kind of what it takes to get a team that is capable of going on a run, what needs to happen through these next couple of months here in the summer for you guys to do what needs to be done to set up for preseason and then into the season?
Yeah, I think we just need to grind. We need to focus on what we need to do. Just look at the bigger picture, because we all have the same goal, same mindset, and to know that, to just kind of put the pieces together at the same time, that will get us where we want to be.
What's your major? What education-wise, what's your focus?
Yeah, I am a business administration major, and that's kind of what I want to do. I'm not sure what that looks like after college basketball, but that is my major right now, my focus.
What else do Husker fans need to know about you off the court? What are you like?
I'm pretty chill. I like to do anything, honestly. I like to hang out with friends. I like to go swimming. I like to, I don't know, I like to do all the things. So
we got a sense a little bit, I think, but on the court, how would you describe your game?
I like to share the ball. I like to get other people better, and that's definitely my thing. I want to see other people grow as well as myself, but I think I just get pure joy when I see other people thrive as well.
I know the Big 12 has some great basketball teams as well, but how excited are you for the Big 10 and playing in this league?
Oh, I'm pumped. I'm excited. I'm excited to get on the floor, kind of just get to play against these huge Big 10 teams. So.
And then what have you learned so far about Husker Nation?
I have fan base here. I have heard that they're great. I don't know what it's like, so I can't talk from that experience, but I've heard all great things about them.
Excited to play in front of Husker Nation.
I'm excited to play in front of Husker Nation, yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being here. We look forward to seeing you out on the court, and welcome to Lincoln.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And Eliza Maupin, the senior forward for Husker women's basketball, joining us here on our Nebraska Newcomer Series presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
With Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get more than coverage. You get confidence. Confidence to chase big goals, try something new, or run through the tunnel in front of 80,000 fans. We've had Nebraska's back for 85 years, and we're just getting started.